Duke Energy originally asked for permission to raise rates for the average household by 17%, but regulators agreed to just 7%. Even at that lower rate, Duke managed to lock in a 10.5% profit for shareholders, which is where Attorney General Roy Cooper takes issue.
Double-digit profits for utilities companies are wrong when so many families and businesses are struggling just to keep the lights on.
Stories of such struggles poured into the North Carolina Utilities Commission earlier this year as it considered Duke's rate increase. But how much did those concerns figure into the commission's final decision? Not enough, argues Cooper. He points to a phrase in the law requiring the commission to consider, quote, changing economic conditions when setting rates. Duke Energy argues that phrase applies only to the effect of economic conditions on shareholders, not customers. So Cooper is appealing to the state's highest court.
What we want the North Carolina Supreme Court to do is to say that is the law, that you must consider the impact of the changing economic environment on consumers when deciding the profit margin, and to send this case back to the Utilities Commission for reconsideration.
A ruling like that could change the game for future rate increase requests, including the one Duke plans to submit early next year, and a 14% hike its subsidiary Progress Energy already has pending. The state agency appointed to advocate for utility consumers joined the case in support of Duke Energy, saying the rate hike strikes a fair balance for the company and its customers. Arguments before the Supreme Court are scheduled to begin this morning at 9:30. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.